Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
Welcome in. Winning cures everything. I'm Gary. Afternoon daily show, of course. Lots to discuss today. Mel Tucker going to Michigan State. Ohio State players being arrested. Beale Street Music Festival lineup. Feinbaum leaving ESPN, possibly. We're going to talk about all of this. Oh, and our college basketball previews and picks for the evening. Went 4-0 last night. Not too shabby. First things first, go to the website, winningcureseverything.com. All of our picks, previews, podcasts, videos, social media platforms, etc. You can find all of those right there on the website. Make it easy. Go share the show out. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you hit subscribe. If you're on Periscope or Facebook, make sure you like it, share it out. We do appreciate that. Of course, if you're listening on the podcast, make sure you hit subscribe and leave a nice review. Those help us out a ton. Go to tunicatravel.com. Tunica, Mississippi is the South's premier sports gambling destination. All of their sports books are incredible. They got great steakhouses, great golf courses, great everything down there. They got good shows coming through. You can find all that information at tunicatravel.com. So do yourself a favor and go check it out. We will actually be down there March 19th and 20th, the first two full days of the NCAA tournament. We're going to be down there doing some live shows, hanging out with people. So plan on coming down, get your reservations, get your hotels, all that good stuff. We will be there watching all day long, Thursday morning all the way through Friday evening. We'll actually be there for a little bit Saturday morning. So plan on coming down. Tunica, Mississippi, tunicatravel.com is the website. Let's go on and get into topic number one here. Mel Tucker is now the head coach at Michigan State. He leaves Colorado after 1 year. He went 5-7. Michigan State doubled his salary, doubled his assistant coach salary pool, doubled his strength and conditioning resources. They went to him. They interviewed him. He turned the job down. They interviewed a few more people. They went back to him. They went back to him again. They really wanted this guy. He's only been a head coach for one season. He went 5-7. This does look bad for the Pac-12, but if you look at it, Tucker went from, you know, a bottom five job in the Pac-12, which is a lesser conference, to a top five job in the Big Ten. And we can debate whether or not it's actually a top five job in the Big Ten, but I would say it is. With what D'Antonio did there, it's a top five job. You can get talent there. You know he's going to be able to kill it on the recruiting trail. I think he was like number 32 in recruiting at Colorado this season, which is just unheard of. Now, it didn't necessarily – you never got to see it on the field. And that's one of the bad things about leaving after signing day is you don't get to coach those kids that you recruited. But even if Colorado has the money to be able to keep Mel Tucker, is he really worth $5.5, $6 million, whatever it is that he's going to be making at Michigan State? I mean, he went 5-7 in his first season at Colorado. Yeah. I get that he wasn't left with, like, a great pool there, but I don't know. I don't know if he was actually worth it. So he declined in basically every defensive category from his predecessor to him last season. Yeah, they lost some guys on defense, but, I mean, you wouldn't think in points per play, or not points per play, but yards per play, I mean, they went from, like, number 38 in the country down to, like, 113. So I mean, the recruiting thing is a big part of this. And, yeah, obviously Michigan State was going to have to overpay somebody because of the timing and everything. I don't think that this looks as bad for the Pac-12 as many people would think. Just because you have the resources doesn't mean that you need to overpay, especially for somebody that has not yet proven that they can do it at your job. Michigan State was in a dire situation. I don't think Colorado is necessarily. The Pac-12, that's a whole different thing. We can talk about that plenty more in the future. This sucks for the players. I mean, it's just, you know, you sign up to play for somebody and they get an offer like that. You know, I don't blame him for taking the job. I mean, gracious, they doubled his salary. He just went 5-7 in his first season. There's no guarantee that he's going to be around in 2 years. I mean, who knows, right? So you get to hit reset on the clock again. You get to go to a better conference, a better job, in a place where you'll be able to recruit even better players than you were at Colorado. I mean, we'll see what happens, but I think this is a smart move on his part to go on a go. But if you're a head coach, or if you're any kind of coach, just don't say anything at all about the transfer portal anymore, because these clips are always going to come back to haunt these guys. This whole thing about there is no transfer portal in real life, which is what he said just a couple of years ago, why? Why even say it? Because obviously he just got to transfer. Yeah, he went for more money and more whatever, but, I mean, players, it's not always more money or whatever. We can talk about the black market if you want to, but in this situation, I mean, he got to hit restart again. So he's going to a new job in a better situation. Well, players like to go to better situations too. So as far as names for the Colorado job, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised because of the timing, you know, the kind of thing that we thought Michigan State would end up doing with Mike Trussell. I wouldn't be surprised if it is an assistant that just gets the job for a year and then they kind of rally the troops afterwards and see where they're at. But if you want to go after Troy Calhoun from Air Force, I think you could do a lot worse. There's a lot of talk about Eric Bieniemy, you know, the offensive coordinator for the Chiefs. Look, he was a Colorado legend, right? He won a national championship as a player there. But he's already come back as an assistant coach there under John Emery. And, I mean, they won 3 ball games in 2 seasons. So he's already failed at Colorado once as an assistant coach. You got a good thing going. I mean, you're the offensive coordinator for Patrick Mahomes. There's no reason to come back to Colorado right now. So I might would hold off on that if I'm Eric Bieniemy. But if you're Colorado, I mean, absolutely kick the tires on it and see what you can do. Derek Mason is one. I don't know if Colorado will be interested. They were the last time. But Derek Mason, coming off of a 3-9 year, his athletic director was just forced out or resigned or whatever you want to talk about at Vanderbilt. I think he would crawl on his hands and knees to get back over to Colorado, over to the Pac-12. I mean, he coached at Stanford for a long, long time. I think the writing is on the wall at Vanderbilt. I think Derek Mason would actually be more successful at Colorado than he is at Vanderbilt. Colorado is a step up from Vanderbilt. So if they're smart, I think they would go after Troy Calhoun or Derek Mason. And then after that, just see what happens, and you may have to circle back around next season. So we'll see. Next topic on the docket. Ohio State players arrested. Amir Riep and, Jason Wendt. I believe it's Jason. It's J-A-H-S-E-N, Wendt, were arrested for rape and kidnapping. Both these players, backups that were likely going to have increased roles this coming season. They have both been suspended from all team activities, etc. But these allegations are absolutely disgusting. The summary of facts in this case talk about a video that the players took while this was going on, and if they find the video, these guys are done. I mean, they will be in prison for a long time. The question from the football side of it, you know, we're not going to talk about legal and everything else, but from the football side, these guys came in 2016, 2017. They were recruited by Urban Meyer. Everybody always likes to play the blame game and you know, the PR hit, and who are they going to pin it on? The question is, do you pin it on Urban Meyer, who brought them into the program, or on Ryan Day? And everything that I've read, there was nothing in the background. There was nothing that you would have seen that would have led you to believe that these two guys would have done this, from what I've read. Now, I haven't done hours and hours of deep diving on this, But if you're recruiting somebody to come into your program, I mean, you got to check this stuff out. They were there before Ryan Day even came in. So I'm curious, you know, who will the media try to pin this one on? I don't think it's necessarily fair that they try and pin it on one of these coaches, because you've got 100 and whatever guys on your team. You know, it is difficult to get them all to behave correctly, but I don't think you ever see this coming, right? I mean, this is just heinous allegations, just ridiculous. And if even a smidge of them are true, these guys have to be kicked off the team and kicked out of the university, just period. And I would expect that they will do that, but I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. Next topic up, the Beale Street Music Festival 2020 edition. The lineup was announced today. I am excited. I'm excited about, this is what I've got down. So Smashing Pumpkins, I mean, I've seen them several times, but they are at least entertaining. Deftones, really good. Crobot, you know, metal band that Dave Grohl actually did some stuff with. Nelly, like old school rap, like, you know, back in high school kind of stuff. Saturday, they got 3-6 Mafia reunion. That's going to be fun. 311, Liam Gallagher, stuff like that. You can go over to memphismay.org and check that out. But I'm excited mostly about Liam Gallagher. I was a massive, massive Oasis fan growing up. And the fact that I will actually get to see it, because they never played in Memphis. So I will actually get to see Liam Gallagher. I talked yesterday about Rage Against the Machine reuniting and how Rage only played one time in Memphis. I'm pumped about this because Oasis never did. So I'm stoked to be able to see him live. I mean, we'll see if he actually does a full set. Like, obviously, he's the Axl Rose of Brit Rock. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens, but I'm pumped about it. I'm excited about Liam Gallagher.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Next topic up, Paul Feinbaum. There are reports that he could be leaving ESPN, and I want to pull this story up. 247 had the story, and one of the ideas that he could be leaving for is to start a sitcom about his life and about the radio show that he does every day. They're talking about he could end up taking his radio show to DAZN, to SI, or possibly to Fox Sports, or he is discussing possibly, or I guess the potential of beginning a startup, which would be modeled after The Ringer or something like that. And then it says, or potentially taking his popular call-in show and soundbites to Sports Illustrated, DAZN, or Fox Sports at the end of his current contract with ESPN. So he just signed in 2018 a new deal with ESPN. Multi-year deal, whatever. And I think it runs through 2021. But they're talking about how he could be gone as quick as the end of the 2020 football season to do one of these. Now, DAZN already has a deal in place with Pat McAfee, and his show has gotten picked up on radio stations across the country. He does it himself. It's his own thing, and DAZN pays for it. And then there's all the broadcasting rights and all that kind of stuff that go with it. But the quote here is, Feinbaum and his reps at CAA have met with all four major networks to gauge interest in a sitcom about the 64-year-old radio TV personality. His call-in show and his many wonderful characters, a sitcom is one of several opportunities Feinbaum is exploring as he nears the end of his contract at ESPN and SEC Network, sources say. Feinbaum's $5 million three-year deal runs through next summer, but sources say he could leave as early as the end of the 2020 college football season. I think I could see him going this direction. I mean, he's 64 years old. At this point, I mean, you get a sitcom, you get one of these other massive deals, you do this for another 5 years, and maybe not even that long. You're talking generational wealth at this point. Former ESPN head is John Skipper. He is now the head at DAZN. He's the one that did Pat McAfee, the Pat McAfee show and whatnot, and that has been just an overwhelming success. So I think this is very interesting. I like to see where it's going to go. Cheers to Paul Feinbaum for thinking outside the box, not just being stuck to, hey, I'm going to do a radio show and we're going to televise it. You know, I would hope that he will stay with the SEC Network, and I hope that they continue to pay him. If not, I will gladly take over the show on the SEC Network. So, ESPN execs, I know you're listening. Pay attention. I'm right here, okay? Let's move into college basketball previews for the evening. Now, these are all games for tonight. I'll talk about my picks and whatnot here in a little bit, but let's go ahead and discuss it. The big games on the evening, and there's several. Creighton at Seton Hall. Creighton has won 5 out of 6. Seton Hall has won 9 of the last 10. Seton Hall is a 5.5-point favorite. I'm staying away from it. I don't like it. There's a couple of, you know, nagging injuries on both sides. Seton Hall is playing lights out right now. If I had to lean one way, I'd probably roll Seton Hall here just because of Miles Sanders and all that. Like, I'm a big fan here. I like Seton Hall a lot, but I'm not betting this game. I am, however, betting Kansas +2 at West Virginia. Kansas 9-3 against the spread on the road. Now, I understand that West Virginia plays really, really well at home. However, they have not fared well against Kansas over the years. This is just a big-time game. It's a lot of pressure on them to win at home. I understand DeSouza is out, you know, for the duration for Kansas, but they've actually been playing really well even without him. So I'm going to roll Kansas, and I'll toss that in on my college basketball picks here in just a minute. Went 4-0 last night, by the way. So we're at 6-4 on the week. We'll get to that in just a second. Marquette +5.5 at Villanova. I am betting on that one. Villanova has lost 3 straight. Marquette has won and covered 6 of their last 7. Marcus Howard is just ridiculous. And at one point in the season, and really in his whole career, he was Miles Powell. I'm sorry. Thank you, Riley, for jumping in. Miles Powell. I said Miles Sanders. I don't know what I'm thinking. That's, yeah, for Seton Hall. Anyway, Marcus Howard for Marquette, another guy that for the duration of his career was, I'm not going to say he was only interested in getting his, but he didn't necessarily make everybody around him better. And now it seems like he is getting people more involved. The team is playing better. I really like Marquette here, so I'm rolling Marquette. Obviously, I'll have them on the college basketball picks when I roll through here in just a minute. Finally, Alabama at Auburn. Auburn, an 8-point favorite right now. They opened at 6.5. It jumped up to 8. Auburn's won 5 straight. Alabama, of course, has Herb Jones out. But interesting turn of events here. Danielle Purefoy has not practiced, and they're talking about the fact that he likely will not play tonight because of the flu. That's a big, big thing here. You know, I'm curious what they're going to end up doing, because I think Alabama can match up really well. I mean, Alabama beat them by 20 last time. Now, it was in Tuscaloosa. Things kind of took a tailspin for Auburn in that ball game, and it bled over into the Florida game. Now Auburn's won 5 straight. Alabama finally got back on the right side of things with a win at Georgia the other night in overtime. Scored 105 points in Athens. I would still roll Auburn here, but I'm not betting this game. Auburn would love to get revenge for what happened in Tuscaloosa. That was their first loss of the season. Now they're sitting at 21-2. They just got a huge win at home over LSU in overtime on Saturday. So I would probably roll Auburn if I had to bet it, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to sit and watch and enjoy it and see exactly what happens. Hopefully it's not a blowout, and it'll be entertaining to watch. Now, let's jump into – where's my time here? Let's jump into the college basketball picks for the day. I got 6 of them. First off, rotation 803, Kansas plus 2 at West Virginia. If it's 1.5, buy it back to 2, all that kind of stuff. I think Kansas is going to win the game. I think they got better players. I think they are more set up for this. This is kind of the FU tour for Kansas. So I think that they will get this win at West Virginia. I think it's the smarter play in this spot. There's no reason why Kansas should be an underdog to anybody but Baylor right now. Next game up, 8-13, rotation number Furman, minus 11 at Samford. I think it's actually at 11.5. Buy the half point back. I always buy the half point back, always. I did not last year, and it cost me like 11 games last year against the spread. So with the number of games that I bet, it's a smarter play for me to actually buy that half point. That way you just end up with a push. Otherwise, you know, there's a little bit of juice there. But, I mean, if you're only betting like 10 bucks a game, which is what I do, you know, the smart move is buy that half point back. So Furman minus 11 at Samford. Look, Furman is on a roll. Samford is on the complete opposite of that. Samford is losing all over the place. Even at home, they're not very good. And Furman, over the years, has just demolished Samford. So I like Furman in this spot. Rotation 8-17, Southern Illinois plus 4 at Valparaiso. Valpo at home, typically a good bet, not this season. Valparaiso, not that good. I'm rolling Southern Illinois plus 4. They already beat them earlier in the year. I think that they will be able to at least keep it within the 4. But I think they probably win the game. So give me Southern Illinois plus 4 there, rotation 8-17. Rotation 8-37, Marquette plus 6. Now, I just told you that line was 5.5 by that half point, like I just talked about. Marquette plus 6 at Villanova. I think there's a good chance they could win this game. Villanova has got to figure out some things. Now, obviously, it would not surprise me if they figured out a way to get it right tonight after losing 3 straight, not covering 3 straight. But Marquette won 6 out of 7. They've won 3 straight and then 3 games before that, before one of the losses. And they're playing really, really good basketball. They have won and covered 6 out of 7. So going on the road at Villanova, not a scary thing right now. 7-12, rotation 7-12, and I think it's actually like 3-0-0-7-12, whatever it is on your sports book. Incarnate Word at Northwestern State. I'm taking Northwestern State minus 7. Incarnate Word has been playing better as of late, but Northwestern State is just a better basketball team. They handled Incarnate Word earlier this year. Give me Northwestern State minus 7. And 7-22, Houston Baptist at Abilene Christian. The numbers are telling me this one. Take Abilene Christian minus 15, buy that half point back if you have to. I think that line actually might have actually gone down to 15 since I took it earlier. But, yeah, go ahead and try that out. Abilene Christian, the numbers say 2. I'm a little wary, but everything looks good according to the numbers. So I am going to take it, and then we'll just we'll count our winnings afterwards. You guys have been fantastic. Go to winningcureseverything.com. Share the show out, of course, on Periscope, Facebook, YouTube, the podcast, etc. You can get the podcast over on the website. Go to tunicatravel.com. You can find all of their amazing sports books and all the stuff coming through town over there. Tunica Travel, Tunica, Mississippi is the South's premier sports gambling destination. Tunicatravel.com is the website. We will see you all again tomorrow. Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.